The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
God is good.
I welcome each and every one of you to the continuation of our 100 Days Prayer Festival.
On the fourth hand, into us all.
Remember that the only difference is that
I said, you know, woman, he said,
we have ended the fasting period.
I come to Bruno, he did not be here.
But the prayer still continues.
And Paboni, that's why it was so.
And it was good that we ended the month with the crossover communion and we opened the month with another communion service.
Na eye pa se ye di ba wiye eye bosum no ene awrade di die ene ngosra na ese dia mo ene awrade di die bio.
These are very strategic prophetic actions.
We ye nkom se dumedia ya si se no no kwa papa bi so.
We are continuing with our prayer topic, let September deliver my now.
Na yetoa so empire buti ayato di se mami ebobesumi no emfami prim prim remi.
Let my September deliver my now.
Ma ebobesumi no emfami prim prim emremi.
This morning, after the 11th hour prayer, I was going somewhere with the secretary and then she was sharing something she read in Joshua with me, and I say, oh, that's a very good test to look at this evening.
And
so I want us to look at Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. Joshua chapter 5 verse 13 and 14.
Joshua homa 18 num chimudu mi ensane do nine.
Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, are you for us or for our enemies? 14. Neither, he replied. As commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. The portion we are looking at, now come. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, what message does my Lord have for his servant? Look at that. What message?
I say, assemble na yerade uoma unkoa.
God doesn't just come.
Nyami oma keke.
He comes with a message.
Obani asem.
Why was Joshua asking, what message do you have?
I enter na Joshua bisa say, assemble na uo.
Because God dwells in his word.
Nyami otina semu.
God and his word are not separated. There are some human beings. Whatever they tell you, don't believe them. My father-in-law has been saying about a certain tribe. My father-in-law has been saying about a certain tribe. Now in the Oti region. He said, when they tell you that, stand here, wait here for me, I'm coming.
I see, so okay, say,
you better continue to go to where you are going.
And they say, ubeko, atua soko bebi aoko.
Because some of that tribe, they married some of his daughters.
Na sa kasahuro no ibi ware ne mama ni bi.
So when the in-laws tell him, we are coming so so and so to visit you.
Na ni so no mu ka jen so ye bada we si aba besra wa.
You better travel if you want to travel.
Na sa wa kwen tu bitu wa, boma ni sa ube tu anumum kura ye maun.
You better go to farm that you want to go.
In fact, you
should not give a thought to it.
Because
after 6 months, when finally they call again, they say they are coming. And they come. And you remind them of what they said 6 months ago. They can't even remember that they said it. You know, there are human beings, even in this church. Okay, let me just... Let me just stop. Look, you can't trust human beings.
What do you mean?
Do you know why you can't trust human words? Because human beings are limited. When a human being says, tomorrow, I'll do this for you. He doesn't know what will happen tomorrow. So you cannot rely on that. Because we are limited. But when God speaks, God is not like man. God speaks from the angle of who he is. He is the eternal God. He lives in the future. Lives in the now. And lives in the yesterday. So whenever God speaks, you can believe him. Anytime God shows up, there is always a message. There is always an instruction. And that message or instruction is what makes you. As we are praying, let my September deliver. Your September will deliver by a supernatural interaction. Right now, angels are already working. We shouldn't expect that it is next week. It has already started. Today is the 4th day of September. So if you are waiting for next week, September will end next week. Days are just flying. Again, when you read Daniel chapter 10 verse 11.
Daniel
10, let's read verse 10 and 11. Daniel 10,
10
and 11. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you are highly esteemed. Consider carefully the words I'm about to speak to you and stand up. For I have now, another now, I have you now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. For I have now been sent to you. Verse 12, then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. You see, another interaction. The same thing we see in Luke chapter 1, 26. To 28. Where in the sixth month, Gabriel was sent to Mary. Beloved, as we are praying, that September should deliver.
Sir, a bobo simino enfambre and enwo.
How do we know that September is delivering?
Kwambe nebe unse ewo amaye.
We have to live in consciousness.
Esi etnasi a ye ni eda ye ho so.
We have to live in consciousness.
Esi etnasi a ye ni da ye ho so.
If you don't live in consciousness, you will miss God. If you don't live in consciousness that your September has already delivered, you will miss God. People are living and thinking that maybe by the 15th of September. Maybe by a particular day in September. September has already started delivering. But we must live in consciousness. Because angels of God, they are working all the time. God does not live within time. God doesn't live within time. God is never limited by time. But he has created you and I to live within time. That tells you that you can bring God within your time. Is somebody getting me? Because he is always there. So you can bring him within your time. He is always there. He is not limited. But you are limited. He has given you some years to live. If you live 120 years, you expire. And 120 years is no years at all. I'm telling you, 120 years is no years. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26.
Ephesians 5:26.
That we should make good use of every opportunity. Sorry. I think Ephesians 5 something. I miss it. I'll look for it. You see, we should not be unwise. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5:16. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. You see, when I look at myself that I'm 60 years today, I don't believe it. Maybe because my body is the same.
If he said, Nini Pediano et Senetia.
Maybe that's why.
And Nintina.
Because the days are so short.
Enano Ayentia. Ayentia, papa.
You see, that is why we need God. Without God, you waste your years. You waste your energy. You waste your mind thinking about things you shouldn't think about. Worrying about things you shouldn't worry about. Some people, you have people around you. All they do is to gossip about people, to complain to you about people. In fact, when they are around you, it is either gossip, it is either complain, it is either bitterness, it is either something that is not going on well.
It's
still a waste of time. You should know people whom when you come around them, by the time you are separating, your life has been touched. Those are the people you associate with. Because there is no time. That is why when you wake up in the morning,
it is also run up,
you begin to occupy or fill your day after thanking God for his goodness and his mercy, for giving you life. Now command the day. Let this day produce my testimony. Let this day end me well. Let this day begin me well. Listen to me. As you are speaking, all the elements of creation, they are hearing. And because you are a covenant child of God, they are bound to fulfill what you are speaking. Meanwhile,
answer no.
There are angels that are in charge of the day, that are in charge of the night, that are in charge of the month. Whatever you are speaking, they are picking it and they are working it for you. So you command the man what the man should produce. Otherwise, by the time you realize, the devil will program your day and your month for you. In Isaiah
47,
there is a group of people we call stargazers. Isaiah 47 verse 13. This is an occultic group in the Old Testament. And they still exist today. All the counsel you have received has only worn you out. Let your astrologers come forward. Those stargazers who make predictions month by month, let them save you from what is coming upon you. You see, they make prediction month by month. A brother was giving the name to the child here and I asked, how did you get this name? That is an angel of a particular month. I haven't seen that in the Bible before. How many of you go to, is this spectator those that I used to bring month, those things? Horoscope?
Yes, horoscope.
It's occultic. This is the source of horoscope. Astrologers. Stargazers. Who make predictions month by month. There are many Christians who live by that.
Now, a Christopher almost swabble on black side.
When I never know it,
I mean, the minimum.
I always go to me.
I'll call Bosuminum no more.
Me.
Bosuminum.
Then I look at what is in me. Until I got to know that, it's
occultic.
Many Christians, you are here, they live by those things. So you see, you are supposed to command your man. Otherwise, what these people have declared, that is what will work. And what these people have declared, there are principalities and powers that manifest this. That's why we must go before God to know, what does this man hold for me? This month, oh Lord, what do you have in this month for me? Your prayers do not just vanish in the air. Our prayers and commands and declarations set the supernatural emotion. Do you know why Joshua met the commander of the armies of God? That was Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. Because Joshua was obedient. When you read from verse 1 of Joshua 5, Joshua was giving an instruction to circumcise all the male. And he was obedient. That was why that angel appeared to him. Why did Daniel also receive that angelic interaction? When you go to Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, Daniel chapter
1
verse
8,
the Bible says that, but Daniel resolved not to defy himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defy himself this way. Daniel decided not to defy himself.
And Daniel said,
in Daniel chapter 6 verse
3,
Daniel 6:3. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satrap by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. In fact, King James says that Daniel had an excellent spirit.
Na Daniel wo hohoma edimo.
Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. Daniel had an excellent spirit. That was why then in Daniel chapter 9, he decided to fast and pray. To understand something that God's word has said.
Now what akan.
Look, when you see us, the blessings we enjoy are the result of our secret lives. Our secret lives before God. They are rewarded openly. They are rewarded openly. We can see that in, I think, Matthew chapter 6. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Verse 6 and 7. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is in unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Will reward you. Some verses say will reward you openly.
Na ne ohu okukwamu ne awoye no obetia oka ewo pete mu.
Let's be conscious of who God is. Aha.
King James.
King James. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly. Who sees in secret shall reward thee openly. God knows your heart.
Nyame onimu akoma.
He knows how you are serving God.
Onimse na osum no.
As God told me that many 90% of his children are not touching his covenant blessings.
Ana nyame ka tem se ohamunche mu edio ko
eye percent.
Omunka ne apam nshira.
Only 10% are receiving covenant blessings.
Ohamunche mu do pe edenya apam nshira.
Majority of Christians, 90% are living under universal blessings. But there are specific blessings meant for you and I. But those blessings are assessed when your worship of God becomes a covenant. When your worship of God becomes a ministry, when your worship of God becomes a sacrifice, that is what switches on the covenant blessings of God. That's what switches on. Like I was saying today, I am now understanding many things God is telling me. And I was asking God, why didn't you tell me this thing when I was 40, I was 30 years, 20, 25, 30, up to 40. Why didn't you tell me this
thing?
God was telling, as for you, you have passed.
I said, what do you mean? What do you mean?
You have passed. Because everything you have done is from your heart. From the one that you gave your life to me. You have never pretended. So you are on course. That's why I didn't reveal it to you. But now,
Nasabri,
I don't want you to waste your time again. That's why I am revealing it to you. So you, the youth, who are 40 years and below, this is a bonus for you. I am telling you, it's a bonus for you. That you take everything you are doing for God as a covenant. You being a child of God. You coming to church. You paying
tithes.
You witnessing to others. Everything. Take it as a covenant. Take it as a ministry. Take it as a calling. Take it as a sacrifice. That is when you switch on covenant blessings. Otherwise,
yes, sir.
I now understand.
I think what he has said.
Sometimes when I hear the way some people died in my former church,
I tell me not to say now. Or when be a nipe be fast who na fast or dey
come. But this person was this.
And as some person I say.
Sometimes if it, when I look at them, some of them are still alive. I look at them.
Now I tell me not sure. When I see their sinning subia,
they have deteriorated. Some of them have deteriorated.
They say almost what it is about from crowd.
Meanwhile, they were really serving.
And so now almost some year pass
for all you know.
If you are now, you know, you know,
their heart is not there.
Maokuma enim.
They are just doing it for people to see.
Omo yema ni pe hunsa se omo yebi.
But inside them,
now so omo de mo die.
They thought they were pleasing the pastor.
Omo.
They thought they are pleasing the church.
And
sometimes they will be complaining. all this thing I'm doing, this church, nobody minds me.
Oh, the
pastor does not even recognize me.
As if
they are pleasing the pastor or the church. Do you know that I've never look, I'm an assembly of God, pastor.
Are you assembly of God, so for?
I never think in my head that I'm an assembly of God, pastor.
When it say, assembly of God, so for that.
But I thank God because assemblies of God is a platform.
Now then, you may say, if you say assemblies of God,
God has given me assemblies of God as a platform to do His work. But I am God's pastor. I am God's servant. I don't look at myself as assemblies of God pastor. If I see myself as assemblies of God, I will become bitter. Because assemblies of God, they don't help you. All this project we are doing, nobody will help you. You
will
rather go and build. And when the time comes, they sack you. They say, go
to
retirement. Go to retirement. You
will build
fine for them. They say, now, go. We don't need you again. So now, if you continue to think like that, and that is in your head, what do you think you become?
And then I'll drink say wabe.
You'll be full of bitterness. But when you see that it is God who has called you,
He's
the one who will reward you. You don't care. Look, left to some people even in this church. I should stop the project where it is. For another pastor to come and continue. I am telling you.
Oh, catch it all.
But I will not stop. The day I finish. If I like. I hand over the keys to assemblies of God. Come for your keys. I will finish for you. From now. I am in the hands of God. And God will take care of me. That is why, look, I don't think about general superintendent, regional superintendent. My mind is not, I obey assemblies of God regulations. I obey, I preach their doctrine, which is one of the best doctrines. That is all. My mind is not on assemblies of God.
Now you need assemblies of God so that.
Like some of you.
And so you
in a certain department. Your father died, nobody came. Your mother died, you look at the people who came.
Now my mother died.
Then it has dropped your zeal. You allow the devil to cheat you. No. Covenant blessings.
Apamishira.
You don't know.
When him grada.
You must focus on God alone.
Esawodi when he sin yame nkuanso.
That he is the one.
Se onunkuanpe.
I'm telling you.
Okacho.
And do things in secret.
Na ye niyama wakukuemo. Amenyangupong.
I mean, do things for God from your heart.
Na ye niyama suma yame every wakumemo.
And I tell you.
No okacho.
Some of the testimonies I'm receiving these days.
Na enei mono adansi diwe minyano.
We can't give them yet.
Yentimi em masa adansi na niye ndini sisi.
Because of the way they are.
And I'm saying the eternity.
I'm telling you, we can't give them.
Yentimi endi sa adansi no.
Because when we give them,
na ye be kawa ha.
The whole place will shake.
Ahe yinabe woso.
The day we shall give some of the testimonies.
And then be a ye be this adansi ni bino.
You say no wanta.
Baga say oh and ye one.
Ah
ba.
This brother is number one in church.
Unyabe me no dika wasafunumu.
This sister is number one in church.
Unyabe no dika wasafunumu.
This sister is always doing this.
Abibi oye say.
This brother is always doing this.
Unyabe abibi oye say.
I see. You think God is not watching?
Unise nyami onge.
Yesterday rain.
And rain so to here.
Look at this mud. People walk in it. You see, you think God is not watching.
Say, ah, one name, but you say, "Nyami onshe wana."
Some water will, the cars will splash water on you. You get there before. You think God is not watching?
Eh, sembe bonse guhu ubudu asrobe, but you say, "Nyami onshe wana."
And there are some in the church who will tell you, "So where you are." Don't you have Assemblies of God church there? So you leave that place and come to church. In the church. They are baby witches. They are baby witches. A lot of them are here. Asking people. So you, why are you still coming? A couple had a wedding. And the husband, they decided that the wife should remain here. Baby witches in the church started fighting the woman. Follow your husband. Why are you still coming here?
I don't know.
You are a baby witch.
Oh yeah.
You are being developed into a full witch.
They
are there. They are in the church. A brother, any time, this brother was doing things. Then he came to
say,
"Pastor, it is because of you that I'm still in this church. Your messages, your example, because pastor." Some of our mothers and our brothers, they come to me. Be careful.
Oh.
Do you have a plot of land? Are you thinking about yourself? Always when they call this, you are the one doing. This church, if anything happens to you, nobody will mind you. Baby witches and wizards in making. You are babies because you are the level of crawling. Now, very soon you will start flying. You
will
become a full grown witch. Look, let's save ourselves from them. Tell somebody about you. Let's save ourselves from baby witches and wizards. Tell the person, save your ears from baby witches and wizards. They are in the church. They are there. And there are places they sit. They sit in corner. They sit around. And
they
will be passing comments. Can you work with pastor?
Can you do this?
Baby witch. Baby wizard. In the making. Very soon you will start flying. And then when God is not blessing you. Some people they talk by heart. Look, we want to pray. Do you know why these words are coming? Because God doesn't want your prayers to waste. Because September has started delivering. I'm telling you, there are angels in our atmosphere. All you need is to be conscious that September has started delivering. From 31st August, before we cross 12 midnight, September started delivering. It is not now that September is going to deliver. September has started delivering. I am telling you, sit down and meditate. Be conscious. And some ideas will start coming. Begin to thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord for September. Thank the Lord for ushering you into the mouth
Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus.
Into your month of delivery.
We thank you, Jesus.
Into your month of birth.
We thank you, Lord.
Into your month of shift.
We glorify your name.
Into your month of supernatural interaction.
We celebrate you, Lord.
We celebrate you, Lord.
We give you praise, O God. We give you praise, O God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven, let me know what September has in store for me. Let me know what you have in store for me in the month of September. Let me know. Let me know. Let me know what you have in store for me. Let me know. My Father in heaven, let me know. 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 What you have in store for me. Just part of the paper. Just part of the paper. Yes. Let me know. Let me know. What you have in store for me. Let me know. Let me know. Let me know. Let me know.
My Father in heaven, reveal to me what you have in September for me. Reveal to me what you have in September for me. Reveal to me what you have in September for me. Reveal to me what you have in I am a man of the world.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Please listen to me. I thank God for your life. Let's pray with our minds. Because the presence of God is very strong here. These prayers we are praying, you don't know. Something happened. And you know what God was telling me? See, it was some of the prayers you pray in this church. That's what is affecting certain nations. I
said,
wow.
I said, hey.
And then God reminded me a particular prayer we pray.
As you are
asking God to reveal to you, what September has for you, or what he has in September for you, be alert in your mind. Be alert in your heart. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Observe your dreams. Observe your circumstances. That's how God is going to reveal to you. Some things are going to turn on your heart. Certain things to be doing this month. Certain things not to do in this month. That's what how God is revealing. Say, my Father in heaven. I know.
I know
there is something,
there is something
in September for me.
September for me.
Therefore, whatever, September has for me, let September deliver it. Say September.
September.
You are holding.
You are holding.
And you are pregnant.
And you are pregnant.
With the will of God for my life.
With the will of God for my life.
With the purposes of God for my life.
With the purposes of God for my life.
With the blessings of God for my life.
With the blessings of God for my life.
with the fulfillment of my dreams, with the fulfillment of my testimony, with the manifestation of my testimony, you are pregnant with the manifestation of my prophetic word, with the manifestation of my expectation, with the manifestation of my healing, with my manifestation,
with my manifestation
of my acceleration, with my speed,
with
my well-being,
with my walking,
with the manifestation of my shift,
of my shift,
with the manifestation of angelic
interactions,
supernatural interactions. Therefore, September, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command you, with the blood of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, as I clap my hands, September, deliver now, Ya
Let my sanctified deliver. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every heavily approved blessing.
Every heavenly approved
or manifestation. For me, any blessing, any manifestation that heaven has approved for me, for this year, which January to August,
Let September deliver.
Any blessing, any breakthrough, any opportunity, any answered prayer, any open door, any solution, any manifestation that heaven has approved by January to August, has not be able to deliver. Let September deliver. As I clap my hands, let September deliver. Let my September deliver. Let my September deliver.
Yes, Lord. Let my September deliver. Let my September deliver. Let my September deliver.
Let my September deliver. I'm not going to be able to do that.
Let September deliver. 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 Whatever January could not deliver, February could not deliver, March could not deliver, April could not deliver, May could not deliver, June could not deliver, July could not deliver, August could not deliver. Let September 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 deliver. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mary received a single visit from an angel. Until angel Gabriel visited Mary. Mary was never known.
Na Maria ye nim no.
The name Mary was never known.
Maria no na ye nim da.
I'm telling you.
Okay,
the name Mary was never known.
Maria na ye nim da.
But after angel Gabriel visited Mary.
Na obofo Gabriel ebesra ni wie na chi no.
From that day,
if he sat down,
till today,
everything mane.
Even in the Roman Catholic,
empo Roman empo,
they don't pray without mentioning Mary.
One more Mary a day.
Look at one visit.
You see,
I laugh. There are people who think that they can make it by social media. They are always popularizing themselves. Who told you? If God doesn't make you,
na mi ayewa,
social media cannot make you.
Look,
social media is the most deceptive place. Look, the comment people pass there, they are not real. Somebody wrote something, and the comment, I passed a good comment, but I didn't agree with the person. And I started laughing. I did not agree with the person. But I say, great message. Deception. Deception. I didn't agree with the person.
On any so I see.
I had issue with what that person posted. The person is from the church. I had issue. But if I really want to bring the issues, so if you want social, you think you can popularize by social media? You lie. It is only God's favor. One visit from an angel to Mary up to today. The name Mary has never ceased. We are going to pray a prayer right
now.
I don't know how God's visit will come in your life. Yours may not be a physical angel, but God himself knows how to visit you.
You
see, when I look at people who are not serious with God, they are themselves. They live in their own way.
And
they are serving God corner. Because if he doesn't come to church, pastor will know. Pastor may call. Somebody may call. So they will show themselves. But inside there, they know the way they are living. You are wasting your time. You are not fooling God.
They said,
you can never mock God.
What me ain't me at
he knows you.
And
at the end of the day,
and
you know that you have fooled yourself.
And
wasted your time.
What's a woman?
In my house, I don't force people.
We feel me self.
Who is going to church? Who is not going? We leave you. Go ask my wife. Say, how many of us are here from the house? You. Eh? You only came, man. Eh? Who? Another? Yes, Pascal. The rest. I don't force them.
Oh, so be a...
Because I don't want from full respect. I don't force them.
Oh, so be a...
Because everybody will pay for it.
Obibia,
only I will make sure that when you are paying for it,
now
I will enter inside.
Oh, may
I will dodge you.
Oh, but they never see you.
I'm telling you, I will dodge you.
I said they never
when you are paying for it,
say,
I will not be inside.
Oh, uncle,
I will dodge. I will dodge you. When you are paying for your own whatever, you want me to be inside,
I will never
be inside.
Oh,
but if you tried, I know that you are trying. And something is happening. I will start with you.
And don't know Regina.
You see? Oh boy, how are you interpreting? Are you interpreting well?
Yes.
Eh? Don't just say anything. No.
Okay.
Don't just say anything. If you are tired, sit down. Fine. Say my father in heaven.
Can say my dad was
I declare. That one visit,
that one
angelic interaction,
that one supernatural
interaction with Mary, I need a kind. I need a kind. I need a kind. I need that kind. In the month of September, I need that one visit. I need that one visit. That will bring a permanent shift. A permanent shift in my life. I need that one interaction.
I need that one
in my atmosphere, in my environment, in my life, in my life, in my life. That one visit, that one angelic encounter. Lord, I need it. I need it. As I clap my hands, Lord, I need. I need. Lord, I need. I need. Lord.
I am a father.
That one visit, Lord. That one encounter, oh Lord. That one visit that will bring a permanent shift. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
Father,
any area in my life.
That
need your visit. For a permanent shift. To obey in my life. I am willing. Visit that area now. 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 Visit that area. I don't know how your visitation will come. I know how mine counts. Just be conscious. It may not come physically like you meeting an angel. You may have a dream. Some ideas will start coming. Something will start coming inside you in your heart. You will start hearing something within you. There are different ways God visits us. Only that we need to be conscious. We need to be alert. And be very expectant. Say, my Father in heaven. I open up.
I open up.
I am ready. Lord, I am ready. I am ready. I am willing. Visit me, Lord. Visit that area. 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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
To my Father in heaven. Deliver the funding. Deliver our baby project. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, any boundary that is set on this project. Let the paper move away the boundary. Move away the boundary and break the barriers and lift the embargoes on this project, on the finances, on the funding. Let September move away the boundary. Move away the boundary. Move away the boundary. Break the barriers. Break the barriers. Break the barriers. Lift the embargoes. 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 By blood and by fire. Let September move the boundary right now. Yes. Pray. Shakata. Let September move away the boundaries over this project. The boundary, Shakara. Let September move away the boundary, the boundary, the boundary, the barriers, the embargoes.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
I declare that any case that the devil has against you, in Daniel chapter 7, verse 10, in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25 and 26, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 7, verse 10, and the court sat, and the books were opened. The court was seated, and the books were opened. And from verse 25 and 26, give me verse 26. At the court will sit, and his power will be taken away and completely destroyed forever. 27. Then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of all the kingdoms under heaven will be handed over to the holy people of the Most High. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey him. This is what will happen at the end time.
But
we are using it by application. Say, my Father in heaven. Any case that the enemy has against me, this month, September, let the court sit and let that case die. Let that case die. Let that case die.
case die. Let that 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 case die. The enemy has against me. Through my ancestors. Through my family. Through my parents. Through my bloodline. Let that case die. Let that case die by the blood of Jesus. Let that case die by the court of heaven. Let that case die. Let that case die. Let that case die. Let that case die. Let that case die.
Amen.
The devil's case against you is dead.
Amen.
I say it is dead.
Amen.
I say it is dead.
Amen.
I say it is dead.
Amen.
Whatever your hands finds to do, begin to do it. Because your September has delivered.
Amen.
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 What has never been possible in your life is possible now.
Amen.
It's possible now.
Amen.
It's possible now.
Amen.
The news you want to hear,
Amen.
That news is coming through.
Amen.
That news is coming through.
Amen.
The change you want to see, that change is coming through. 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 Kayamashali Karanto Sibala Tekebaya. Begin to thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord for the answer. 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 September is delivering. September is delivering. We are walking in our delivery. We are walking in the atmosphere. We are walking in our delivery. 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 September is delivering. September is delivering. September is delivering. September is delivering. We are walking in our delivery. Sakata kabaya. We pray to the baraka in Jesus' name. Sunday we receive at the crossover. We receive an impartation. Say, Lord, help me to maintain my impartation. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to maintain the mantle, the mantle, the mantle, the mantle, the mantle that I received at the crossover. Holy Spirit, help me to maintain that mantle. Let that mantle begin to deliver now. Begin to deliver new things into my life. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be conscious of God. You see, we have become too much conscious of the devil. And which is a wizard. And ancestral things. So we are losing consciousness of what Jesus has already accomplished for us. What you are conscious of is what manifests. I am telling you. If every day,
as a debiada,
look when you read Job chapter 3, verse 25,
you will my team and sentiment.
The things I fear
in your mommy is true, no,
has happened to me.
And I told me,
Job was always thinking, what about if I lose my property? What about if I lose my children? What about if I fall sick? What about if I die? What will happen?
Then they will see.
Look, rich people, this is how they think.
Job
said, what I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me.
Me.
Let me tell you. What you are conscious of is what manifests. Begin to be conscious of your shift, of your delivery, of a change, of a turn around. Begin to be conscious rather of those things. And you see what will happen.
Now, when they will see,
you will struggle.
When you are pray,
you will just meet somebody, and the person will ask you, "Oh,
what
do you do?"
I do not know here.
Say, you don't have a job.
Oh, we need Juma. Oh, we need Juma.
I have a job here for you.
Where do you mean, Mama? And no, no,
because you are conscious.
You say, "When did that
also?" That a job has come.
Say, Juma, naba.
A door is open.
A pumbi ebie.
When fathers are moving. You see, be careful who you give your life to. I'm telling you, don't give your life to these small boys. Listen to them. Because the words from their mouth are positive. And be careful how you listen to them. Because some of them have read some things. And
I'm
messing up. Give who you give your soul to. Find out what the person has gone through in life. Some of you are giving your life secretly to people. That's why sometimes your commitment is like this. You don't know, but we know.
We know.
God shows us everything. This altar, don't joke with it. That's why God said, I should tell you these things. What has that person gone through in life? That is, when the person speaks, heaven will say, Amen. Because the person has gone through it. That was why heaven said about Jesus, my only beloved son.
Hear
ye. Everything he's saying, obey. When people get that small and by the grace of God, small anointing, they want to become general overseers. It will not be long. They disappear. Because they can't stand. Don't give your life to such people. Just because they have a gift. Never. When they give you a prayer point, look at it well before you pray. When they are churning out words, sweet words, without character, without experience, those words, they don't carry any, they are smoke. There is too much confusion on the social media. There is too much indiscipline, arrogance, and then no standard, rebellion. Initially, I didn't mind these things. But the Holy Spirit is beginning to prompt me to say these things to deliver those who have ears.
Amen.
Amen. So let's come and listen to our Papa.
My Emra name is Yem Papa.
Papa's blessings.
Yem Papa Ishra.
They are real. Because he has gone through it in life. Shall we rise? Stretch off your hands towards me. As if you are receiving something. Say, Lord,
I receive
your blessings.
Your blessings.
I welcome my shift.
My shift.
I welcome my delivery.
My delivery.
I welcome the delivery angel.
The delivery angel.
I welcome the angelic visitation.
The angelic visitation.
I welcome the angelic interaction.
The angelic interaction.
Thank you, Lord.
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 In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And when the roll is called,
your name and my name.
I say when the role is called,
your name and my name shall never
I say when the role is called,
your name and my name shall never
Thank
be.
Thank you for Shalom, listening please. To today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.